quite the entire record would not be just at that stage.
No, only the documents that would accompany the application for leave to appeal or the other emergency applications that the court was hearing. And then when Howard Ellis came along as our second commissioner, he too was a lawyer of mature years who had practiced in Detroit, who had an extensive trial experience, and who knew what he was talking about when he made a recommendation.
When did these men get into the process? Do you remember which year, and do you remember how they were chosen? Who it was, for example, that said, I think we ought to get Plank?
I think that it was Gene Black and John Deathmers who brought Plank to the court's attention. Gene knew Joe Plank as a trial lawyer. John Deathmers was a good friend of Joe Plank's. Gene would normally have been antagonistic to a Joe Plank because Joe had been a president of the State Bar of Michigan, and Gene had very little respect for the organized bar as an organization. But he respected Joe's wisdom, his experience. And I didn't know Joe other than the fact that I had run into him as a president of the State Bar. But I came to rely on Joe very much. I came to like him very much. He was a man of impeccable integrity, a man who worried about his work, who felt obliged to give everything he had to the task of helping the court. And then Howard Ellis came along. Howard was recommended to the court by Harry Kelly. And
now, do you recall the years?
No, I don't. It was after 1965.
After 65?
Yeah. It was either in 1965 or thereafter.
Oh, that's so three, four or five years.
Yes.
In the process that you described as having been originally.
All alone, with one law clerk.
It was
absolutely incredible. When I look back on the statistical record of the court in those days, I'm very much amused by the current statistics. The workload of the court is being overwhelming and being crippling. In those days, Roger, looking only at the cases that ultimately ended in full-blown opinions and decisions, in over 300 years, we didn't have a Court of Appeals, remember. In the first 4 years of the first 5 years, really, of my service on the court, we had no Court of Appeals, no intermediate Court of Appeals. We did it all. It was not a unique year if I wrote as many as 60 opinions in a year. Gene Black and I think wrote more opinions than the others, but consistently.
Do you know if your product, let's call it, I'm thinking now of written opinions currently, do you have any reason to know whether it is the most greatest, the biggest of any of the persons that served in the court?
During the time I served, yes, it was. Well, I had...
Did you ever take the trouble to analyze this out?
I did. I had...
Is there something...
Frank Knox?
Yo, yo.
I've got that.